Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Health Matters, a program for those who are sick and in need of a physician of body and soul. Thank you for tuning in to Lutheran Radio UK. This is Health Matters with Juliana Krieger. In this show, we explore the impact that illnesses have on patients and family in terms of psychological, social, and spiritual effects. Dr. Andrew Nicholson takes us through the more physical and practical aspects in the first part. Then we turn to Pastor Lynn Hansen to consider the spiritual struggles that chronic and terminal patients and their families face. But both doctor and pastor also aim to give guidance and comfort to the burdened and weary soul and to remind them that God is with them and for them no matter what comes their way. A week ago we spoke about amputation. Thank you for last week's comments. Today we're going to talk about the difficult topic of suicide. Hello, Dr. Andrew. How do we approach suicide scientifically?
Well, with difficulty, because it is in fact a most dramatic and unpleasant problem for any doctor to try and manage. Depression occurs throughout humanity. Certainly depression will hit in a significant way one in three or four women and one in 10 men or so. By significant, I mean requiring some form of medication or time off work because of the severity of the illnesses. These in the past used to be called having a breakdown. The problem is that depression as itself in the general population is a minor to moderate illness and is very seldom very severe. But that sometimes depression can be so severe as to make you feel as if you want to end life. Now sometimes sometimes you are so depressed that you almost can't do anything about it. Not only do you feel very, very black, but you've lost any energy as well. And sometimes it is said that starting antidepressants can lift the energy levels before you lift the misery, so that in fact people sometimes do commit suicide within a couple of weeks of starting medication, because they suddenly have the energy to actually do what they have been thinking about. There are some illnesses that do have a significant risk of suicide attached to them. Most commonly known is schizophrenia, where at least 10% of young adults are at risk of killing themselves early on in the illness. This is something that you have to try and protect against, but it can be very difficult unless people actually declare themselves as being so miserable. I think we need to realise that we all of us have our own lives within our heads, and what another person cannot know absolutely is what those words are saying. We all talk to ourselves and have this conversation, and yet we expect the doctor to know what we're thinking so that he can actually prevent some sort of dramatic thing such as suicide. The patients I've had who have killed themselves, only one of them was preventable, in that he had come to me saying he felt miserable. And I assessed him and thought he was at serious risk of killing himself. But the system was unable to react to my pleas to admit him to hospital, and he hung himself. But the other deaths that have occurred to my patients, nobody had an idea they were going to happen. One of them, in fact, his father had killed himself a while back. And what he'd done, and he'd actually taken his father's tablets and hidden them, and waited till everybody went away on a holiday, and the first day they went away, he took an overdose in the knowledge that they wouldn't be back for 2 weeks to find him. Another one was an angry burst with his wife. He got on his motorbike and drove like a madman and ended up killing himself in a crash. Men quite often tend to do violent things to themselves, hanging, stabbing, going in front of railway engines and things like that, whereas women will tend to try and overdose. And of course the advantage of an overdose with the medication we have nowadays is that you're fairly likely to survive it, and you will more likely to be found and perhaps help to be pumped out and helped with it.
What environmental causes can lead someone to kill themselves?
Well, we do know that in the winter months, the death rate from suicide is increased. sort of reaching a peak towards the end of the winter. And we do know that suicide rates are higher, are more increased in northerly latitudes in Scandinavia, for instance, compared to in the sunnier southern climes. So it's almost as if the human brain or psyche needs sunlight to cheer it up. Well, we do know that people say that when they are feeling miserable, they have black moods, and in fact Churchill used to call his the black dog.
This is definitely a scary thing, especially to parents whose child has committed suicide. How can we as Christians help to support someone who has lost a child in that way?
It's extremely difficult because it's one of the most important tenets of the Ten Commandments. But you need to realise that, in a way, a suicide is a statement of ultimate selfishness, that indeed that person cannot see beyond themselves and their own internal misery, and that they do not realise or understand their effects upon those around them. There's a mistaken belief that they'd be better off out of it, and they don't care about me, or that they'll be better off with me dead. The answer is, from the relatives I've seen, is nobody is better with anybody dead. That all you're left with is questions: why do they do it? How could they do this to me? And also, usually, equal a rage against them or somebody that it has happened to them, that the relatives are besides themselves with grief and anger. The thing I've come across is that mostly I've been unable to prevent them, and I feel angry that I've been unable to help people. As a doctor, quite often, you feel almost as affected as the parents or the patients who are left trying to pick up the pieces. You end up thinking yourself, what could I have done? How have I missed this? Did I miss all the clues or cues that the patient was trying to give me? Or was it just one of those things that they felt unloved by anybody and felt that they had to end their life in this terrible way? I think quite often, sometimes people need to realise the doctors need looking after as well.
From what you have seen, could you say that if they had come to church more often and engaged in Bible studies, that things could have turned out differently?
I think it would have helped. I think what you have to do is to move away from thinking about me, my problem, to realise that Christ can actually shoulder these burdens, and the community that exists within the church can help support you through these terrible times.
Thank you very much. After this break, we will be joined by Pastor Lynn Hansen, who will continue to talk to us about suicide. I'll be back shortly.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
If you would like to know more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, then visit our website, www.lutheran.co.uk. On our comprehensive website, you can learn more about us, what we believe, and where we are, with direct links to all our congregations in England, Wales, and Scotland. We offer a schedule of all the activities that we're engaged with, and which you can attend to get to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ. Should you be interested, you can also find out more about Lutheran theology and Westfield House, the Theological College of the ELCE. If you would like to support our work, you can use our secured link. Visit www.lutheran.co.uk. ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
Find comfort and joy in Songs of Hope.
Read and explore the scriptures with me every Thursday here on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Weekly reflections on the Psalms with Denise Seaman. Go to lutheranradio.co.uk for times and podcasts.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's people.
You're listening to Health Matters with Juliana Krieger. Welcome back, Pastor Lynn. Please tell us about your experience and the care of all those affected by suicide.
Let us begin with prayer. Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your Holy Church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and just people, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy, to hear us and answer us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'd like to begin today's commentary with a comment concerning leadership's concern for suicide among military members and one positive source of help for those contemplating taking their own life. There are already too many casualties in our military without having to deal with suicides in the ranks. Yet, as the current defense secretary shared this week, the number of troops taking their own lives is not only growing, it's epidemic. According to the Pentagon, on average, 33 men and women end their lives every month. That is more than one each day. While the Pentagon insists it will pursue every solution to stem the tide, not one person suggested a fundamental starting point. That starting point is restoring faith to its place of prominence in our military. The Pentagon can dispute the role of religion in the military all it wants, but it cannot dispute the positive effects religion has on a person's life. Study after study shows that men and women who possess a vibrant faith experience less stress and depression. In fact, Family Research Council's Dr. Pat Fagan pointed out, people who are frequently involved in religious activities and highly value their religious faith are at a reduced risk for depression. A review of 100 different studies found that 87% of the studies surveyed concluded that religious practice correlates with reduced incidence of suicide. Conversely, a lack of religious affiliation correlates with an increased risk of suicide. Obviously, religion is not the remedy to every ill. But it is, as President Franklin Roosevelt wrote in the front of the Armed Forces Gideon's Bibles, a fountain of strength and now as always, an aid. Months before the start of World War II, President Roosevelt commended to our troops the reading of Scripture. Today, military leaders like General Norman Schwartz are not only indifferent about religion, but actually hostile to it. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said, "Leaders ought to be judged by how they lead on this issue." Yet in the same breath, Panetta gave license to men like General Schwartz, who would penalize commanders who took steps to promote religion, thereby ignoring the courage and solace our service members derive from it. This shows the hypocrisy with leadership. On the one hand, the Pentagon says, "We have to do everything possible to prevent suicide." Yet, on the other hand, the Pentagon seems to be systematically uprooting one of our troops' greatest sources of encouragement, Orthodox Christianity. Is religion a military cure-all? Of course not. But it can and does help counteract the stress of life and stress involved in combat situations. Unfortunately, our current leadership seems utterly indifferent to the fact that driving faith out only invites more problems in. Most days I visit patients who contemplated suicide. I ask them what is going on in their lives. They share some of their history and current issues. The majority of them suffer some type of mental illness or affliction. Added to that, they abuse alcohol or illicit drugs. Add into the mix interpersonal conflict with close family members. A few of them are homeless. Even fewer say that they are spiritual. None of them actively practice their faith, nor are active in a Christian church. They think they can control their lives with the help of medications, or that they know what is best for themselves, only to find out how wrong they are. Compare life on earth to being in a very small life raft afloat on a very rough sea. It is chaos. We cannot control the sea. We cannot control what others do. We cannot control the weather, earthquakes, and other calamities. To some extent, we can control our own actions and behaviors. We can decide which course to follow. We can decide whether or not we want to stay afloat in our little life raft or just give up and jump into the raging sea. Let us turn to the book of Tobit, as found in the King James Version of the Apocrypha. I'd like to read from chapter 3, beginning with verse 7. It came to pass the same day that in Ecbatane, a city of Medea, Sarah, the daughter of Raguel, was also reproached by her father's maids, because that she had been married to 7 husbands whom Asmodeus, the evil spirit, had killed before they had lain with her. "Dost thou know," said they, "that thou hast strangled thine husbands? Thou hast already 7 husbands, neither wast thou named after any of them. Wherefore dost thou beat us for them? If they be dead, so why go thy ways after them? Let us never see thee, either son or daughter." When she heard these things, she was very sorrowful, so that she thought to have strangled herself. And she said, "I am the only daughter of my father, and if I do this, it shall be a reproach unto him, and I shall bring his old age with sorrow unto the grave." Then she prayed toward the window and said, "Blessed art thou, O Lord my God, and thine holy and glorious name is blessed and honorable forever. Let all thy works praise thee forever. And now, O Lord, I set mine eyes and my face toward thee, and say, take me out of the earth, that I may hear no more of the reproach. You know, O Lord, that I am pure from all sin with man, and that I have never polluted my name, nor the name of my father in the land of my captivity. I am the only daughter of my father, neither hath he any child to be his heir, neither any near kinsman, nor any son of his is alive, to whom I may keep myself for a wife. My 7 husbands are already dead, and why should I live? But if it please thee that I should die, command some regard to be had of me, and pity taken of me, that I hear no more reproach." So the prayers of them both were heard before the majesty of the great God, and Raphael was sent to heal them both, that is, to scale away the whiteness of Tobit's eyes, and to give Sarah, the daughter of Raguel, for a wife to Tobias, the son of Tobit, and to bind Asmodeus, the evil spirit, because she belonged to Tobias by right of inheritance. According to this story, Sarah married 7 times. Before any of the marriages were consummated, an evil spirit killed the groom. Sarah's servants bullied her to the point where Sarah thought the only recourse was to commit suicide. Instead, she made a conscious choice not to commit suicide. She called out to God for help. God answered her prayer. The story eventually ended on a very happy note. I won't spoil the ending here. You'll have to read it for yourself. The point of this story is this. Others drove Sarah to the brink of suicide, but she made a conscious choice not to do so. She called to God for help. God immediately answered that prayer and continued to work in her life. I understand that in some cases the person is so overwhelmed they capitulate to suicide. Martin Luther described this as similar to a man falling into the hands of a band of robbers. They beat him relentlessly until he dies. God does not change everything in our lives to make life easy and trouble-free. God does help us to persevere in this life unto life everlasting. He helps our little life raft afloat in the midst of a raging sea. In the end, remaining faithful is what is most important. There are two questions that remain. The first is, why did the person kill themselves? The second is, where will they spend eternity? Both of these questions deserve a much longer answer and discussion than we have time for here. Please contact your pastor concerning these. If you are contemplating suicide, I urge you to seek immediate help. If you are one whose life was affected by suicide, seek help from mental health providers and your pastor. Let us close with prayer. Most gracious God and Father, you know our needs, wants, desires, and what afflicts us. You alone know how difficult life is for us suffering from a life-threatening disease, circumstances beyond our control, and the power of evil in this world. Help us to live a life that is pleasing to you. Grace us with peace of mind, knowing that you care for us in all circumstances. If it be thy will, remove from us that which afflicts us in body, mind, and soul. Bless us with the work of your Holy Spirit in our lives to guide and direct our ways, keeping us ever faithful unto you. These things we pray through Christ Jesus, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I encourage you to continually read and study God's Word. This week, read more of Jesus' Sermon on the Plain, contained in the Gospel according to St. Luke. Listen to God speak to you through His written word. I encourage you to gather with other Christians for worship and fellowship. If you don't have a church home, contact the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England or Lutheran Radio UK to help you in locating a parish near you.
Thank you. That was Clinical Chaplain Pastor Lynn Hansen talking to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. We'll come back with you and Dr. Nicholson next time. We look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, which you can email to us on info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Remember that the podcasts of Health Matters are available for download from the website lutheranradio.co.uk. Please share them with your friends using the Spread the Word function on our website. Join us again next week. Goodbye for now, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Check our program times online at lutheranradio.co.uk and stay tuned. All of our programs are broadcast on Greenwich Mean Time. Look up our website for the times in your region.